At Manchester Essex High School now, we're talking with head coach Jeff Hutton. And coach, a familiar name on the North Shore. You've been with Beverly for quite a while, but when did you start your stint here now at Manchester Essex? Some point in the summer, I presume.
I officially was appointed head coach, I think, the first week in June. Mm-hmm. So it was. It's been a sprint to this point to get the staff together and get the kids in the summer to work out and buy into our system.
Now, your system is a little different. Looks a little familiar to Northeast Conference fans, but a little different for the Cape Ann League, perhaps?
Well, I don't know if different for the Cape Ann, because I do know that Pentucket runs the Delaware Wing T, and I think Amesbury has dabbled a little bit with it. But having been a part of that system for the last 5 years over in Beverly and the success we've had with it, it's kind of tough to argue against it.
What's your background, Jeff? Because I know that you work with some great coaches in Beverly, at least with Roger Day and formerly Roger Rosinski, Bill Hamer, and Dan Bauer, of course. But tell us how you got to this point.
Well, I went to college in Boston. I went to BU. Played football there before they discontinued it. Ended up getting a teaching job and a coaching job over at Beverly 15 years ago. So I was kind of lucky to get a coaching job and a teaching job right out of college. And like you just mentioned, some of those coaches, there's three guaranteed Hall of Fame coaches that I worked with, you know, Roger Rosinski, Billy Hamer, and even though it's not in football, Roger Day still is in the Massachusetts Hall of Fame. Dave Wilbur, I also coached with Dave Wilbur, sure, for a couple years at the freshman level, and he's another one that is probably just as worthy of that title. And I'm willing to bet that if Dan can put a couple more years together like we've had, then he might be in consideration too.
And all good guys, I might add. Okay, the difference now, all that you've learned, all that you've done over the years and participating in the sport, now that you're a head coach, what's the biggest thing that's changed for you so far in going from Beverly and coming here to Manchester?
I think it's you kind of get an idea of the commitment of being a head coach and the time it takes, but now actually doing it, you sometimes wonder, like, did I really want to leave being an assistant? But when you think about the different ways you can, you know, become a part of some of these student athletes' lives, you know, mm-hmm, some of these kids have a really good relationship with most of their head coaches. Mm-hmm. And being a teacher, I just look at it as an extension of the classroom anyway.
You know, Coach, I just got through talking with Coach Zerilli over in Gloucester, and he was saying the exact same thing on how important it is to work with kids and the fact that football, while it is extremely competitive and, you know, it takes a big commitment, it's more than that. It's bigger than that, and there's a life lesson there for some of these kids.
Oh, most definitely. First off, you think about the time commitment that it takes to be a part of this sport. I feel it's one of those things where we say all the time, and we talk about it as a coaching staff, that it's not one of those sports you can kind of be halfway in, halfway out, just, again, for the time that it takes and the amount of commitment and dedication to actually be, you know, at the top of your game. You know, you think about all the off-season workouts, the team meetings and the practices and then the games. So it's huge.
You got a nice new facility here. How did the summer workouts go? How involved were you with them, and did you have some pretty good numbers?
Yeah, I mean, I was here just about every day. We do it 3 days a week in the mornings. And if we have 35 kids on our team, we were probably getting between 19 and 24, 25 kids every day. So that's a pretty good percentage.
And what have you learned about your guys? What do you got for a team, and who are some of the guys you're going to have to depend on?
I'll tell you what, so far to this point, it's been amazing. The kids here are really, you know, hard-nosed. They get it. They love the sport. They want to be pushed, which is a really good thing. They take to the coaching. Not a lot of me guys. There are a lot of like team players here. We're going to really rely heavily on our senior captains. Our three senior captains are Jack Hennigan, Chris Carr, and Nick DiPietro.
You know, you say me, and I'm looking at your football cap. It says ME.
I know. Our T-shirt says the same thing, and the kids were joking. Like, hey, I made that comment one day saying, you know, there's no I in team. And they're like, but there is a me in Manchester Essex.
And
I was like, yeah.
And them on there. All right, so Coach, you got your first game coming up, but before we take a look at the weekend, how'd scrimmage go, preseason go?
I'll tell you, our effort and intensity was where we wanted it to be. Our fundamentals and technique and as far as the X's and O's were where we expected it to be with a new system. But I definitely feel that we've improved in each one, and we've gotten better each practice since then.
I remember, I think it was Paul Bryant who said, when you put the ball in the air, three things can happen, and two of them are bad. So working with Coach Paul Ingram for many years, a proponent of the wing tee, running the football. It's sort of a throwback, but how have your kids adapted to the new system?
I think, you know, when I first got the job, some of the kids, when I'd mentioned, you could see some of them squirming in their chairs. And, of course, the one glance around the room, you could tell who the receivers were.
Yeah, okay.
But once we, you know, once they started to see it and we showed them some videotape of how we get the receivers involved and, you know, it's not just a one-man show. A lot of different people can touch the ball. And I just feel like now running it, I can't imagine more teams don't run it. It just gives you a chance every year to be competitive, and it's really tough to defend.
Okay, finally, Coach, what do we look for this weekend against Northeast?
Well, I think they're in the same boat as us as far as you talk about offense. They run the traditional double tight, double wing, and we run the wing tee, so this could be a really fast game. So if you show up at like 11 o'clock, it might be halftime already.
Okay.
So, but they're big up front. They're tough, very well coached, you know, coming into the league. Watching game film from them last year, you could tell on tape that their coaching staff knows what they're doing over there.
I do have one more question, Coach. Your coaching staff mentioned some of the guys that are working with you now.
Yeah, so I ended up bringing Anthony Nardella, who has been coaching with us over in Beverly for the last couple seasons. His specialties lie in the defensive secondary. He's actually the head lacrosse coach over at Salem High School and a teacher at Bill Ricken High School. So he is over here as our defensive coordinator, a former player of mine. I stole another former player of mine from the Beverly school system, and Matt McAniff, former captain over there, is doing our receivers and defensive backs. I got one of my buddies from college. We actually played football together. He was a roommate of mine and a really good friend in my wedding. His name is John McMillan. He's going to coach the D-line and help me out with the offensive line. And we got a hometown hero in Pat Orlando, quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
So he's coaching our quarterbacks and our outside linebackers.
Fantastic.
Here.
Fantastic. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Jeff Hutton, who's the head football coach at Manchester Essex. With MSONewsSports.com, I'm Rick Moore.